Walking into the hiring process unprepared is one of the easiest mistakes to avoid. Here is how it typically works and what you should be paying attention to along the way. Applying for a casino position at a land-based casino follows a structure that most candidates encounter without much advance warning. The stages are fairly consistent across the industry, particularly at larger companies, and knowing what to expect at each one gives you a real advantage before you even sit down for the first conversation. How the interview process works. Most casino hiring processes involve somewhere between 2 and 4 interviews, depending on the size and structure of the company. The exact number varies, but the progression follows a recognizable pattern. If you are applying through a recruitment agency, the first interview is typically with an agency representative rather than anyone from the casino itself. Agency representatives do not always have direct casino experience. They are assessing general fit and professional presentation, deciding whether you are a candidate worth moving forward, not evaluating your table mechanics or game knowledge. Treat this conversation seriously regardless. Getting past it is the prerequisite for everything that follows. Once you are through the agency stage, or if you applied directly, the first casino side interview is usually handled by someone from the HR department. Their focus is on you as a person and as a potential team member. They want to see whether your communication style fits the company culture, whether your professional history adds up, and whether you present the kind of attitude they want representing the casino in front of guests. This is the wrong stage to demonstrate game knowledge. Composure, judgment, and basic professional credibility are what matter. The next conversation typically involves someone from management, a casino manager, a pit boss, or a member of the supervisory team. This is where the assessment shifts toward your actual experience and knowledge of the games. Expect questions about your floor time, the games you have dealt, and how you have handled specific situations on the table. The person across from you has seen the full range of candidates, from those who have overstated their background to those who undersell solid experience. Be accurate and specific. Vague claims are easy to identify and hard to recover from. For dealers with 5 years of experience or less, the process typically concludes with a table test. This is the practical demonstration of everything that has been discussed across the previous interviews: your chip handling, your card mechanics, your pace, and your composure under mild observation pressure. Some casinos require a table test regardless of experience level, so do not assume that a longer career history exempts you from it. Prepare accordingly. Once all stages are complete, a contract offer typically follows for candidates who have performed consistently across the process. What to pay attention to during the process? The interview process runs in both directions. The company is evaluating you, and you should be evaluating the company with the same level of care. There is useful information available at every stage if you know what to look for. Research before you show up. Even if you do your research after applying rather than before, make sure you do it before the first interview. Understanding the company's structure, the property's positioning in the market, and the general reputation of the employer gives you better questions to ask and better context for the answers you receive. It also signals to interviewers that you are a serious candidate, not someone who applied indiscriminately. Do not exit the process over a single negative data point. Reviews and comments about employers posted online are often written by people with a specific grievance rather than a balanced perspective. One negative review, or even several, is not necessarily a reliable picture of the working environment. Try to understand the source of the criticism. Is it about something that would actually affect your experience, or about something that reflects one individual's particular circumstances? Stay in the process long enough to form your own assessment. Understand where your earnings are coming from. This is one of the most important questions you can ask, and it is often not addressed clearly in the early stages of the process. Is your income mostly tip-based, with a base salary that functions more as a floor? Or is the base salary the main component, with tips as a supplement? The answer shapes your financial planning and your entire working experience. A tip-dependent structure puts real weight on every guest interaction. Your earnings respond directly to how well you connect with the people sitting across from you. A salary-first structure gives you more room to run the game on its own terms. A balanced arrangement, where both components are meaningful, tends to be the most sustainable for most dealers. Ask the question directly and factor the answer into your decision. Look at the benefits beyond the headline number. The salary figure is the number that gets attention, but the full compensation picture includes things that affect your daily life in more ways than a paycheck does. Medical and dental coverage, gym access, shopping discounts, housing allowances, travel benefits. These vary widely between employers, and the gap between a generous package and a minimal one can represent a real difference in what you take home. Ask specifically, not generally. Try to understand the turnover pattern. Staff turnover at a casino tells you something real about the working environment, though not always what you might assume. Dealers leave for all kinds of reasons: better offers elsewhere, life circumstances, career moves. Consistent high turnover at a specific property is worth investigating. Low turnover is a real signal that the working environment is one people choose to stay in. If you have the opportunity to speak with current or former staff before making a decision, take it. A note on large versus small casinos. The recruitment process described above applies most directly to larger casinos and casino companies. Smaller casinos operate differently. The hiring is often less formal, the paperwork lighter, and the information about the role comes as much through personal connections and word of mouth as through any structured process. That informality can feel more accessible, particularly for first-time applicants. But larger companies offer something that smaller operations often cannot: safety and structure. Documented procedures, formal training programs, clear HR processes, and the kind of institutional accountability that comes with scale. These things can sound bureaucratic until the moment something unexpected happens at the table and the question of responsibility comes into focus. Smaller casinos without formal procedure manuals can leave staff exposed in ways that feel arbitrary and unfair. Situations where a mistake or a disputed call lands on the dealer because there is no documented standard against which the incident can be evaluated. Larger companies tend to have clear frameworks that protect staff as much as they hold them accountable. The paperwork that comes with applying to a major operator is not an obstacle. It is evidence of an organization that has thought carefully about how it runs. The recruitment process is longer and more involved at larger companies, and that investment of time is worth making. The working environment you enter on the other side tends to be more professionally consistent and more supportive when things do not go as planned. The process exists to help both sides make a good decision. Use it that way. Show up prepared, ask the questions that matter, and pay attention to what the answers tell you about the environment you are considering.